This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel with plenty of sunshine in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys clear skies while Eilat sees temperatures rising. Perfect weather for being outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from JNS, Toronto police are seeking a suspect allegedly tied to a terror attack on the U.S. consulate. An officer lost his life while executing a search warrant related to the incident. Also, in the past hour, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu clarified conflicting reports regarding an agreement with the U.S. He stated, "As long as I am Prime Minister, they will not have nuclear weapons," according to Walla. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports that the UN alleges record levels of settler violence in the West Bank this year. Palestinian farmers claim an IDF project has damaged their water infrastructure. Separately, I-24 News shares that the US, Greece, Cyprus, and Israel have launched an EastMed energy center in Houston. And finally, from Axios, previously reported, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could unravel negotiations and reignite the conflict. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's IRNA announced nuclear talks will occur within 60 days after signing. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported earlier that Iran's IRNA says no commitment exists on transferring control of the Strait of Hormuz, to be decided regionally with Oman. Amichai Stein, an Israeli journalist, shared details from an Iranian source about a proposed U.S.-Iran memorandum. The draft includes a ceasefire across all fronts and American non-interference in Iran's internal affairs. Let's go deeper, starting with the Toronto investigation. JNS reports that the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs describes the officer's death as a heartbreaking loss. The suspect's connection to the consulate attack is under tight scrutiny. This incident raises concerns about security around diplomatic missions. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement, Walla highlights his firm stance against Iran obtaining nuclear weapons. The Prime Minister's comments come amid talks of a potential agreement between the U.S. and Iran. This emphasizes Israel's unwavering position on regional security. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel covers the UN's report on settler violence. The record levels of violence add tension in the West Bank. Palestinian farmers express concerns over water infrastructure, which is critical for their livelihoods. This situation could escalate tensions in the area. Separately, the launch of the EastMed Energy Center marks a significant collaboration. I-24 News indicates that the initiative aims to enhance energy security. The center could boost regional cooperation in energy development. Finally, the Axios report on Iran's missile strike signals a potential shift in the ceasefire status. Such actions threaten ongoing negotiations. The region waits to see how Israel might respond. On the economic front, first, from Walla Business, the real winner of a 40 million shekel prize has come forward. After a singer's prank, a public figure in his 50s claimed the prize. The event has captured public attention. Separately, Ynet Business advises investors not to act impulsively during volatile times. Israel's capital market often reacts to security crises, urging caution. A measured approach helps prevent panic-driven financial decisions. And finally, CTEC reports that Teva plans to cut 250 jobs in its API division. This move comes amid stalled revenue and a strategic review. The restructuring reflects ongoing challenges in the pharmaceutical sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.